AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar has been stripped of two committee assignments and censured by the House for posting an animated video that depicted him killing Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword.
Democrats say it was a clear threat to Ocasio-Cortez's life. Gosar was unrepentant.
I voluntarily took the cartoon down, not because it was itself a threat, but because some thought it was.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't condone violence, but the censure is an abuse of power.
Democrats won't listen because they will do anything to distract from the failures of one-party rule in 1 year, destroying a nation.
Ocasio-Cortez says example matters. It's time to draw the line.
When we incite violence with depictions against our colleagues, that trickles down into violence in this country.
This is the fourth censure in the House in nearly 40 years. Gosar will be removed from two committees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Jacob Chansley, self-proclaimed QAnon shaman, has been sentenced to just under 3.5 years in federal prison for his role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Chansley pleaded guilty to a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding. He was among the first rioters to enter the building. He also admitted to using a bullhorn to rile the mob and writing a threatening note to then-Vice President Mike Pence. Police in Memphis looking for whoever shot and killed rapper Young Dolph in a cookie shop in his hometown. Commercial Appeal reports Young Dolph survived previous shootings, wounded in September 2017 outside a Los Angeles hotel, and earlier that year his SUV was shot at in Charlotte, North Carolina more than 100 times. The inspiration for the song, 100 Shots. A sluggish down day for the markets, the Dow off 211. This is AP News. The government says people stayed put during the pandemic.
New figures released Wednesday by the U.S. Census Bureau show the great pandemic migration was largely a myth. The figures show, contrary to popular belief of a wave of moves to avoid COVID restrictions or to change lifestyle, the proportion of people who moved in the past year fell to its lowest level in the 73 years that it's been tracked. More than 27 million people, or 8.4% of U.S. residents, reported having moved in the past year, according to the current population survey. Annual Social and Economic Supplement. By comparison, 9.3% of U.S. residents moved from 2019 to 2020. Among those who did move in the past year, a little under half cited housing-related factors as the reason. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Georgia man related to a former publicist for R. Kelly, Michael Williams, gets 8 years in prison for setting fire to a car outside a Florida home where a witness against Kelly was staying before his sex trafficking trial. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.